Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast for parenting, relationships, and what is the core values within ourselves. This show is all about love, care, and how we create our reality. So we're going to get started in just one moment. Hello and welcome. My name is Stefan Neff, owner and operator of Thank You Life 101. I'm so excited for you guys to be here and listening to such a fantastic show. I truly believe that we're on a path of destruction in our family lives in this society today. I have a strong belief that we create everything, and I'm saying everything that we do in life. If it's parenting, it's parenting. We create our children. We create our reality, not theirs. So anything that happens, happens for a reason. Same as relationships. Same with our careers. Same with our businesses. We create 100%. So I'd like to tell you a little story about my 16-year-old son that I made, that I created his life. Now, I want to talk about drug use in our teenage kids today. Now, the story begins from when I was a teenager. When I was 14 years old, back in about the 80s, I would say the 80s, actually exactly 1984, you know what, the time was open, there was a lot of drug use going on, there was a lot of cocaine, there was a lot of alcohol be drunken by teenagers, no different than today, right? Absolutely, times haven't changed. When I was 14 years old, that was the first time that I tried marijuana. 14 years old. And where do you think I found it? I found it from my brother. 4 years older than I was. You know what? I thought he was cool. And he was cool at the same time, at that time. But you know what? He had some marijuana. And I said, what does that smell? And he goes, ah, it's marijuana. You want to try some? And I said, yeah, sure. So me and my younger brother, we both tried it. I loved it. You know what? The feeling I got from it, everything aspect about the high that I got from it. Because I didn't have to feel anything. It was like I was in euphoria. I've never felt this in my entire life. And the reason why? Is because our family life was absolutely destructive. Parents didn't get along, arguing. It wasn't a happy family life, he would say. But that was my start of my path at 14 years old. It started with marijuana. Cigarettes as well, then alcohol. And then when I was about 16 years old, then I was introduced to absolutely fantastic hallucinogenic mushrooms. That was my next path. But I'm going to ask you, who do you think created that? Yes, my brother gave it to me. Was it his fault? Absolutely not. I was my choice. I made a choice to smoke marijuana. I made a choice to do mushrooms. And then I was 19 years old. It was my choice to do cocaine. As well as acid. I went to a concert one time. And I got absolutely blitzed on acid. That's because I was in pain. I created my reality. Now let's move forward. Now this is 30 years later. 30 years later. And my son. Fine. So we found out that our son is smoking marijuana. You know what? I stopped smoking marijuana now. I've stopped drinking. Yes, I've stopped smoking as well. But that doesn't mean anything. It's not because I was a smoker that my son started smoking marijuana. I created him. I created his reality. I created what I wanted to feel because I thought that marijuana and drug use was the most painful feeling in my life as an adult. To have my son smoke marijuana, oh my God. What a painful feeling. My imaginations came true. My feelings came true. And you know how I say my feelings I created? Because I wanted to receive that painful moment of finding out my son was smoking marijuana. Did I ignore it? I thought, you know what? Oh, he's just going through a phase. Absolute BS. Absolute BS. There's no phases in life. There's just choices. Yes, he made a choice. I made a choice to feel that anxiety. I made a choice to ignore it. Like I said, we all make choices. We all create our reality. So he's creating his reality and I'm creating my reality. And I'm so happy and grateful. Yes, so happy and grateful that he's showing me what I need to see. Absolutely, I adore my son and I thank him so much for showing me the truth about my pains. Because when you really understand who's creating our reality, and I'm just going to tell you a little thing about blaming. If I blamed somebody, so it means his friends or who he got it from, what am I thinking if I started blaming his friends? Or start to spy on him and his friends. That's absolutely controlling his reality. Start healing my reality. Start healing myself with those pains and feelings that I have. Yes, communication with your son, with your daughter, with my son. So my wife started communicating. I started communicating and understanding what his life was all about, why these situations were happening. This was his revenge. Listen, people, this is his revenge towards my painful feelings. This is his revenge from his past memories of when he was growing up. This all comes from our reality because he is showing us what we need to see. It's just like when we were kids. We were showing our parents, we were revenging against our parents by smoking, by drinking. That is the truth. I believe it 100% that we create our reality. We create our feelings, our thoughts. So what we think, what we believe will happen no matter what. The universe will show you. You have no choice. 100%. The universe will show you exactly what you need to see. And when you start to change your reality, heal your inner pains, your reality starts to shift and change. I believe this 100%. Because if you don't believe 100%, like I'm going to say it again, if you don't believe 100%, then it's going to continue to happen in your life. That's what I believe 100%. Now you can say, you know what, get him out of that situation. Let's watch what he's doing. Let's put him into rehab. Let's put him into activities or do what the government says. Check his cell phone. Make sure that he has the right friends. Make a group with his friends, family, or parents. And check in on our teenagers at all times. When I was a kid, when you're a kid, you wanted your parents to check in on you and spy on you? I don't think so. Doesn't work. That's my feeling. I didn't want my parents to know anything about what I was doing. And if they did, I would even hide more. Because I am an individual. I am a human being. I'm an individual that wants to live my life the way I wanted to live my life when I was a teenager. That's my belief. 100% that we create our reality. We have a choice to think about what we're doing, or think about what I was doing as a parent. Do I want to control, or do I want to guide? Do I want to accept or not accept? By accepting what's in front of you, in front of me, I can start releasing some of those worries and anxious feelings by accepting not what anybody else tells you what you have to do, because your gut will tell you. And if your gut was telling you to control or spy, think about who creates our reality. When I became an adult and a father for the first time, and I'm talking about my older son. I had such pain because I was a smoker. I was a heavy marijuana user when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s. Yes, 30 years. 30 years of smoking marijuana. 30 years of drinking. 30 years of smoking cigarettes. Why? Because I had so much pain. I had so much anxiety. I had so many limiting beliefs about my life that I needed to hide it. I wanted to hide it. Not needed. I wanted to hide all, numbed all my pains, feelings, thoughts, because they were dark, limiting belief thoughts. Just think about those thoughts you had when you were growing up. These are the same thoughts that your teenagers are thinking. Accept what your reality is today. Absolutely fantastic show today. I'm so happy and grateful you guys are listening today. And I'm just going to do a recap after this. Welcome back. We're going to do a little bit of a recap now. I really hope that you enjoyed this show today. I enjoyed it 100%. I love doing this. It's my passion. I love doing audio, video, telling my stories, telling reality stories, and real life stories. So let's do a recap. Number one, who creates? We do. Go seeking expert advice from government facilities or school counselors. Who shapes our reality? 100% responsibility. So taking responsibility is a recap that I love part. Taking 100% responsibility that we create our reality. So everybody have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted and desired. The show was brought to you by Thank You Life 101, your family counselors. For healing processes, contact us at thankyoulife101.com. Everybody have a fantastic day. Love your kids. Adore your kids every single day.